I was just curious if the NFL has actually been in touch and whether it would create a distraction, you know, for the next couple of weeks. So, Matt, you know, is there any concern on your end that this whole issue, which is being talked about and will be talked about for quite a while, will kind of distract you or your players from what the task is at hand?
I think Coach Belichick answered that question. I'm obviously have a huge task in front of me here with the Seattle Seahawks, which I'm trying to dive into and get familiar with them. Obviously, a very explosive offense that can, you know, do a number of different things with a very mobile quarterback. Obviously, a very strong run game. So that's where my focus is right now.
Matt, Adam Kirchin from the Boston Herald. I was just curious. It seems like the Seahawks rely a lot on the zone read for their running game. How would you rate their ability to execute it? And would you say it's the best in the league at that particular play?
Sure. I mean, Seattle has a number of different runs that they execute as an offense that would be one of their packages that they use, and they execute it at a very high level. It's extremely dangerous. They do it from a number of different looks. They obviously have tremendous skill players that can handle the ball and handle that type of offense. I mean, obviously, you know, Marshawn Lynch is a huge problem in the run game, and so is Russell Wilson. So I think it's a very dangerous weapon that they have.
Matt, it's Mike Reese of ESPN Boston. I was curious your thoughts on the work of Kyle Arrington in the AFC Championship game.
Well, I mean, I think Kyle, you know, tried to play extremely hard last night. I think he did a good job. I think those guys in the back end, really defensively in general, tried to execute the game plan at a high level. Certainly wasn't perfect at all times, but I think, you know, those guys really tried to go out and do what we asked them to do, especially Kyle, and, you know, just very fortunate that it worked out in our favor. So I think he, you know, had a good week of practice, really worked hard and tried to, you know, we tried to study the opponent and really have a good handle on what they do. And, you know, there's a lot of hard work that went into yesterday. So hopefully we can, you know, keep working and trying to improve working forward.
Matt, Mark Daniels from the Providence Journal. What's it been like for you this year to coach Brandon Browner?
Well, certainly, I mean, I enjoy coaching all of our guys on defense. I'll say, you know, Brandon Browner is a great professional. He's a guy that's very intense, has a great work ethic, really studies hard, has a very competitive side and really wants to try to get everything right. So, you know, that's been great. I think all of our guys on defense, like I say all the time, they work extremely hard. It's a pleasure to work with those guys every day and just watch them try to improve and get better. And Brandon certainly falls in that group, you know, with the rest of them. He's one of those guys that really wants to try to make it right.
Matt, what stands out to you with Russell Wilson as you sort of start to look ahead and prepare for the Super Bowl against the Seahawks?
Right. I mean, this is a very dangerous player. We've, you know, saw him firsthand a couple years ago. Does a great job of taking care of the ball. Doesn't turn it over rarely. I know he, you know, they had some turnovers here recently, but in general, he does a real good job of taking care of the ball. Does a good job of trying to find throwing lanes. He's very mobile in the pocket and out of the pocket. Does a great job on the deep balls, has, you know, excellent ability to kind of drop it into tight windows. And then certainly his ability to elude the rush and extend plays, you know, whether it's the play action plays, the boot action out of the pocket, the, you know, just the general scramble plays really kind of make him a threat. So, and then his ability to run the ball. So I think he really makes a lot of plays with his athleticism, with his feet. He has great vision. He's able to get out of the pocket or extend plays and keep his eyes downfield and, you know, has a strong enough arm to get the ball vertical when he needs to. So he is a very good player that will be a huge challenge for us.
Hi, Matt. I just wanted to ask you about Revis's interception last night. It looked like he saw maybe Arrington's man get picked and then kind of adjusted what he was doing in coverage. I don't know if that's right, but I just wanted to ask you, how Revis's instinctiveness helped him on that play.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, really good situation there where he really kind of what happened in that group was there was excellent jam kind of reroute in there, and the guys did a good job of kind of compressing some of the routes, and there was some rub situations in there which the guys were fighting through, and I think Revis just had a great opportunity there to see the ball and see the throw, and made a tremendous break, and fortunately kind of stepped in front of it and took it the other way. So I think it was just a good play. It was good awareness of the situation. I think there's a lot of work that goes into that from film study and things like that. So certainly was a good play, a big play for us, and we just got to keep trying to get those whenever we can.
Matt, you mentioned film study, and I'm just curious, as I sat here and watched the game over this morning, and obviously you guys know more about what you called and how you called it and why you called it, but a variety of different plays where the outside receivers, the tight ends, had different guys lined up over top of them. I guess the question being, how difficult is that for your defense? A lot of defenses just say, we're doing this. You guys don't say that. You move bodies around. How critical is the communication and the film study part of it for these guys to be able to handle that sort of task on game day?
I mean, I think that's a good question. I think that's kind of what I speak to every week as far as the work that our guys put in during the week. I think it's real important that, we try to go out and we try to practice hard. We meet and we watch film and we study, and I think those guys do an excellent job of preparing, and that's, definitely part of the process of, throughout the week trying to improve and get better, and communication is a big part of it. Just in general, as a defense, I think you have a lot of communication that, happens out on the field. It's, when you're on defense, it's a, reaction thing a lot of times to obviously what the offense is doing. So there's got to be, a lot of awareness and communication that takes place during the play. So to those guys and the work that they put in, and, but we're always going to try to improve and try to make it better. Certainly things that we got to improve on from yesterday, and we really got to get, just kind of try to get better.
Matt, back to Brandon Browner. I'm just wondering and curious how much his experience in the Seattle defense can help you prepare on this stage. Obviously you have an extra week now. Might you spend a little time talking to him, asking a question or two about his experience in the Seattle secondary?
Well, I think whenever you go into a game and whatever opponent that you have to play, you're going to try to obviously exhaust all your resources to put yourself in the best situation to play that opponent. So certainly, Brandon has some familiarity with him. Alan Branch has some familiarity with him too. So those will help. But, Seattle is going to do a great job of getting ready for the game and working hard. They got a lot of players over there, and it's a different team than what those guys had been on in previous years. So we're going to have to try to get ready to defend, the team that we're playing this year, and hopefully we can go out and execute at a high level.
Thanks, Matt.